that person and I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad along with Pat Kreitlow and Sarah Yacoub. And guys, while we tailor this show for our friends and neighbors up north, we want to welcome our brand new listeners in the Milwaukee area, where we're now being heard on 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you with us, guys. You've got a lot. You're going to learn a lot about how our state's being run and how it affects your corner of Wisconsin, as well as where we are, the Northwoods.
And without a doubt, these are topics that are important all the way around. As somebody who has lived in Milwaukee, has lived in Rice Lake, has lived in Chippewa Falls, has family in the Green Bay area, everywhere we need to have this respect for one another and how things are done so that we can continue to be, you know, the state that we want to be and not what sadly we are becoming. Coming up this week on the program, our special guest today is Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So we are going to jump right into things before we have her on, Sarah.
We are so happy to have Ann join us. She has not been shy about pointing out the foibles and failings, of the phony election investigation being conducted by former right-wing state Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman. And she's been a leading voice defending Wisconsin elections against other attacks on its integrity and stability.
Okay, so before we have Ann join us in the next segment, we want to set things up noting that America is marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Now, it's treasonous attack on the United States by a mob of Trump supporters, traitors who wanted to overturn a fair and secure election. So this attack only lasted a couple hours. We all watched it on TV, but it still lingers with us today. And we can never forget that in the immediate aftermath of the attack, after our own Congressman Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and a number of others were faced rioters and where their lives were in danger, they went and voted to reject the duly cast and confirmed votes of American voters.
Now, if you don't follow the news closely, live for me, or if you don't have friends who don't follow the news closely, it's kind of understandable how some folks might not get the connection between the January 6th attack and the sham Gabelman investigation. But make no mistake about it, this is only an extension of the January 6th attack on our democracy that continues to this day. And Wisconsin is on the front lines.
Now, if you do follow the news closely, some of this is going to be old hat. In fact, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC did a great recap a couple of weeks ago on this, but it can't be repeated often enough because it's important for people to get that January 6th was not some kind of a one-off event. There were well-planned things that happened leading up to it and well-planned things that have happened since then right here in Wisconsin. In fact, over at my day job at Up North News, upnorthnewswi.com, or search Up North News WI on social media, we recently published a list of 18 ways Wisconsin Republicans have actively worked to undermine elections in our state since a safe and secure contest was held in November of 2020. That list includes a very quiet meeting held on December 14th, 2020, the day that Wisconsin electors met at the state capitol and certified that Joe Biden had won the presidential election in our state. Well, minutes later, also inside the Capitol, a fraudulent slate of electors met behind closed doors to cast pretend votes for Donald Trump, saying he'd won Wisconsin, which he did not, as shown in many recounts, audits, and court cases. There is, Kirk and Sarah, you know, so much more we could say about what this has all led to, how it led up to the Gabelman investigation. We're going to get right to that with Ann Jacobs, you know, coming up, including the rogues gallery of characters that he's brought on board, a budget that he has already exceeded, and deadlines that have already been exceeded as well. But to do all of that, we've got to bring in our guest right after this commercial break, the head of the State Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs. You're up north.